Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stewarty's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the Badgers win and the fans' reaction afterwards. Badgers fans' reaction afterwards. Joining us now to talk about that win from the Wisconsin State Journal. It's always a pleasure to welcome in Tom Oates to the Wendy's Big Show. Tom, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Was that win last night something that should encourage Badgers fans, or do you think that was sort of a blip on the radar screen?
Well, I think they've played better in spurts lately. So for them to actually put a game together where they played pretty well, and I think they've played defense good at times, bad at times. Offense good at times, bad at times. They put it a little bit together. Wisconsin always tends to improve late in the season. Usually happens a lot earlier than it did this year, but I think you could definitely say it was encouraging. Clearly they have to follow it up here now with more performances like that, not saying they're going to win all their games, but just to go out there and play some good basketball and play defense kind of the Wisconsin way. That was a true Wisconsin win last night, which I think is probably the most encouraging thing.
Frank Kaminsky obviously had his number put up in the rafters last night. And when he first got to Wisconsin, nobody was really talking about him his freshman year. He had a long ways to go, but he developed obviously into an NBA type player and obviously now is in the association. What about Ethan Happ? He came in a little bit more decorated than Kaminsky was. How do you see him developing at the next level?
You know, he's a hard guy to project. He doesn't have really an outside shot at this point in his career. And, you know, the NBA has gone toward the European model and, you know, it's all big man jump shooters from 3-point range or, you know, I think if Ethan could at least lock down a 15 to 18 foot jump shot, he would be much more appealing to the pros. But there will be NBA scouts who will be very intrigued by Ethan Happ. He's about 6'9", but he's so good around the basket. So, his footwork is so good. He's well trained. He does a lot of really good things on a basketball floor. But I certainly think his lack of an outside shot is gonna limit his kind of his interest in that league. Some team will be intrigued by him. But, if he was Frank's height, if he was 7 feet tall, it would be a totally different story, but he's not. But he certainly is a really good basketball player. And quite frankly, the last three or four games, he has played almost like an All-American.
Hey, Oates, I want to ask you a question. I saw something, I guess people are congratulating Frank, but it sparked a lot of debate about who other players may have, people would mention to be, before him. You know, it's just a barbershop debate. So, I mean, if it was four or five players you thought would go in before Frank, I mean, would there be such guys or you think it was warranted and everything was fine?
You know what, Leroy? I'm not going to get all hung up on the order in which guys go
right
in.
Okay.
I just think that Wisconsin basketball, for years it was so down in the dumps from maybe 1950 to 1990. It was just down in the dumps, and it was almost neglected, and they never thought of putting in hanging a few numbers from the rafters.
Yeah.
All of a sudden now Wisconsin's now been good for 25 years, and you have these players that people have fallen in love with, and rightfully so. They've been great basketball players and All-American type players. NBA type players. And I you know, people can get all hung up on whether Frank, clearly I think they're trying to capitalize on Frank's current popularity. I mean, he's Frank the Tank.
That's right.
He's nationally known. And I think they're clearly trying to tread on that a little bit during a phase, I would say, in the next year or two where they have a some real difficult recruiting cycles that they have to produce in. I think they're trying to tread on that. But I think, in answer to your question, if anybody's jersey isn't should be hung in that rafter, it's Michael Finley's. And not just because he had the best NBA career of any Badger basketball player ever. He just did things at Wisconsin that were phenomenal. It was just Wisconsin was a much lower profile program back then. I've said Devin Harris, and again, not because of what he's done in a 14-year NBA career, but
yeah,
because when he got here, Wisconsin really started winning. I mean, they started winning Big Ten titles after 55 years. And they won two in a row, and then they won the Big Ten Tournament Championship. And Devin was the fifth pick in the draft. And then Orlando Tucker. I think those three guys are all extremely worthy of having their names and numbers raised into those rafters. And I've been kind of led to believe that some of that's in the works. So I'm going to choose
right.
not to make a big deal out of the order of it. I think they're, like I said, I think they're clearly trying to capitalize on Frank's popularity, you know, given the back-to-back Final Fours and the Player of the Year and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think anybody wanted him not. You know, they were just looking at qualifications, and I think Barry Alvarez can do whatever he wants. I mean, it's fine with me. It's just that people were hitting me with these questions. That, you know, what's the qualification? Hey, I have no idea. I can ask OT, and we'll figure it out. But one thing I will say, I'm a huge Sam Decker fan. He's just a great friend of mine. But Frank Kaminsky's shoes, man, I'm trying to get me a pair of them things. Olsen, oh, so man, you need to get us a pair of those because them things were sweet.
How about the suit he had made just for the occasion?
I don't think I can pull a suit off now. But I want those shoes.
Those were sharp.
Leroy, you'd know this better than anybody, but these kinds of honors, Pro Football Hall of Fame, so much goes into it, and it's not just statistics.
Absolutely.
It's longevity, and it's honors you won. It's how your team does. It's your impact on the team, your impact on the game. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things, and I think Frank Kaminsky epitomizes this program in many ways with the way he developed over the course of his career. But I'm with you. I think if I had to say who are the two absolutely most talented basketball players and athletes that ever played here that I've seen, would be Michael Finley and Sam Decker. I just think Sam Decker was a special player. I would have loved to have seen him stick around for his fourth year.
Yes.
And be the man. I just think it would have been very interesting to see what Sam Decker could have done. Not saying he shouldn't have gone to the NBA, but I just would have liked to have seen that.
I guess my thought on this is, and we talked about this yesterday, and I don't remember if one of us brought it up or if a caller brought it up on the big show, the suggestion of why not just make it a black and white deal and say if you're in the College Basketball Hall of Fame, yeah, your number goes up, and if it's not there, and whoever's in football's got six already, I believe.
Football's got six, but they have more players than that in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
So it's really hard with these kinds of things to lay any kind of ground rules down, because there's different eras. And, you know, Wisconsin basketball, you're going to put everybody that was a National Player of the Year. Well, from 1905 to 1918, they had four National Players of the Year. But, you know, it was 100 years ago. And
right.
Who knows what basketball even looked like back then. And those honors were awarded retroactively in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by people saying this would have been the All-American team. This would have been Wisconsin won three national championships back then. So, you know, you can't really make those kinds of hard and fast rules. Some of it is just in any voting, Hall of Fame type voting or anything like this. Some of it is just gut feel and total impact and all that kind of stuff.
Hey Tom, what did you think of the fans storming the court last night after a win over Purdue?
You know, I truly don't understand the debate. Did they sit there and plan to storm the court?
I don't think so.
Can you
no.
plan to win? Probably.
Stuff happens. Yeah, can you plan to win?
Right.
Last I checked, it's been a tough season around here.
Oh yeah.
And you know, they had Frank back. They had pregame ceremonies, halftime ceremonies. The crowd was stoked. I mean, it was a great atmosphere, and there hasn't been that kind of an atmosphere around there that much this year. You know, due to the fact that this is just a down year after a string of great years, and you know, if the fans are that excited, especially the student body, what? So what?
Right. It's college.
I don't understand it. It's college sports.
Right.
You're excited, and I don't know how. Anyway, well, it's beneath you to do that. What do you mean? It's beneath you to do that.
That's people that never went to college that says that.
I agree. You know, I mean, everybody, even Florida State football had a game or two that they didn't expect to win.
Absolutely.
And people got overwhelmed by the whole thing, right?
Yes, yes. Free beer for everybody. I mean, free soda for everybody.
That's Tom Oates. You can find his work inside the Wisconsin State Journal at Madison.com and follow him on Twitter at Tom Oates WSJ. Always a pleasure when you can give us a few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, Tom. Thank you very much.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Thanks a lot, T.O.
Tom Oates joins
That's
us
the
on
real T.O.
The great
there
Midwest
now.
Bank hotline. If you're looking for a simple and convenient pre-approval process for your new home, construction, or renovation loan, call Great Midwest Bank, committed to providing uniquely tailored, common-sense mortgage products since 1935. He's the original T.O.?
Yeah.
Before Terrell Owens?
Oates has been doing it a long time.
Was Oates doing sit-ups in his driveway before Terrell Owens?
It was private. I was the only one there.
I think that's probably a good thing if you were the only one there.
I gave Oates a print of me. You know, I'm like 20 or something like that, but I gave a print of him covering the 85 Bears.
Oh, really?
Very nice.
Nice. Yeah. That's outstanding.
Lee Remmel there.
Oh, Lee
Ditka
Remmel.
Yelling at us, and yeah. That was good stuff. So
Lee Remmel was the one calling me. Was that unusual? Did the head coach used to call with drafts, or was always Lee Remmel?
Those are Lee Remmel, Green Bay Packers. So you've been selected by the Packers.
Yeah. I thought it was Lindy Infante, but it was Lee Remmel.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I thought it'd be the head coach called you.
Right. That's what I always thought too. Because
the guy. The historian called.
That's usually
awesome.
What you see. Like, whenever you see somebody get the call, it's either the general manager or the coach on the phone,
isn't
it?
The coach was the third guy I talked to.
Like, I remember
Lee knew how to work the phone. See, Lindy
was smart.
Didn't get that dial 9 thing.
And he knew everybody's number by heart.
I saw the footage of Mitch Trubisky getting the call last year from the Bears, and it was Ryan Pace, their GM, who called him.
Oh,
so
nice.
That might be something that's unique to the Green Bay Packers.
Maybe so.
Can you imagine that?
What?
And not with all due respect, because I love this man, but could you imagine getting drafted by the Bucks? You're all excited.
Yeah.
Dan Smichek calls you, not Jason Kidd. Could you imagine? Jay Kidd's calling me right now. It's a 414. Let me answer this. Hi, this is Dan Smichek from the Bucks.
Who?
Yeah, PR director here. Yeah, just
awesome.
Let you know, we're selecting you. Kidd's like,
awesome.
What about Jason Kidd? Yeah.
You'll see him eventually. Don't worry about that. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, Dan's a good man, though.
All right.
He's a good man. Question.
Nothing but good people over at Frontier Motor Cars on South 27th Street. Let them show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car in Milwaukee. Some used car dealerships here 1 week, gone the next. You don't know who to go to when you have questions or you have problems. They've been there in that location on South 27th Street for 44 years. You can't miss it. They have the big bull outside. They own the whole block, and they've believed in fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right every one of those 44 years. They're friendly and knowledgeable. Sales staff has decades of experience right there at that dealership. Their entire sales staff bilingual, say habla español, and here to help you find the car that you deserve, priced to fit your budget. They even have their own service department, again, with decades of experience right there at that service department. Most cars come with a lifetime engine warranty. Frontier has the best deals to save you cash today, so have your tax refund go further at Frontier Motor Cars, South 27th Street. Get your car, the credit, and a warranty too. When others say no, they say yes with their in-house finance. financing, so stop in and check out their inventory and to test drive today. That's Frontier Motor Cars on South 27th Street. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, I guess I'll be the crotchety old man when it comes to the court storming yesterday. It's the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.